Hey, this is Pastor Q with Daily Bread Devotional up here at Reed's Chapel Church of God, and we are glad to be back with you today. Our devotion for today is Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. But we're just going to read in context here, verses 1 through 4. So let us get right at it. I'm proud. Got up at 5 and am able to get this to you as early as possible. So starting in Matthew 6, verse 1, it says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms," and that word alms there means good works or giving, so to speak, "before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest," and this is verse 3, "but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." Wonderful passage. Jesus goes on to say almost the same thing about praying, right? Pray in secret. But this is about giving of alms, right? Our good works. Jesus says he has good works set in us in advance for us to walk in. And obviously, he who gives much will receive much. Now, that's not a name it, claim it, sow your $1,000 and get a new house type of thing. But in the long run, right? If you give your life to God and you give your life away, you give your time away, your resources away, God, I've never outgiven God, I'll just be honest. And in the times where I've devoted myself more to God, he's just rewarded me openly more. But it is the way, right? Jesus says the way we are to give, which is secretly. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. That's a sense of secrecy here. Even within your own body, right? And I think that's important within your own body. Because Christ calls the church the body of Christ, right? And I love what he compares it to. He compares it to hypocrites that do this, number one, in the synagogues. So synagogues were churches in Jesus' day, and in the streets, right? They would have big parade, trumpets, right? They'd have a big spectacle so everyone would see how much good they're doing and how much they're giving, right? And Jesus says, yeah, you've got your reward when you do that. You've been seen of men, and that's what you wanted, so you got that. These men give you glory. They give you praise. They thank you. That's what you wanted. You got that, but you've got no reward in heaven. Jesus wants us to give secretly. Now, there are times where you give and somebody goes and tells about it, and then people find out that that's not what he's saying here. He's saying, don't make a parade about it. A That's not what this is about. You give out of the goodness and giving of your heart. Do it because you want to do it. Don't do it so you can be praised by men. Scripture always says, also says that no flesh shall glory in the presence of God, and he will not share his glory with another man, right? He's God. He deserves all the glory. He's the creator, not the creation. And so when we do good works, when we give, let us do that to the glory of God. And that is usually in secret, where only the Father can see. And that's true worship in essence, is praying and giving and working where maybe only God will see that. Maybe only God will see you help your neighbor out, help a widow out, help orphans out, anything really. Maybe only God will see that. And you need to be okay with that. You do not need a big parade. And I've seen people like this that just, they want the attention. They want the praise. They want the glory. But they don't understand that they're taking that from God and trying to apply that to themselves. They'll have no reward in heaven. Jesus makes it very clear. So if you want your reward in heaven, I encourage you today, do your good works, do your giving in secret, where as much as possible, only the Father knows. And this is where your reward will be built in heaven. So God bless y'all. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. And we will see you guys tomorrow. God bless.